Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Smitty Sports Talk Podcast. And we are back after a Sixers victory. I can't believe I'm saying those words. But yet again, I can. I saw this win coming miles away. I mean, you have a road trip like that. You'll go 0-4 on a dreadful, awful road trip. You come back home. You got people healthy, people back. And I expected nothing else but a win. I mean, come on. Come on. You knew this team was dominant at home. You guys knew it was coming. Am I right? I saw this coming a mile away. This win was going to happen 100%. I was ready to talk about a win tonight, and guess what? We did. And somebody had a big game, and yeah, you guessed it. Furkan Korkmaz had a, what did he have? 34 points, a career high, seven threes. Now, I love Korkmaz, but at the same time, he's annoying. Like, he's just annoying. Like, he's hot, and then he's just so bad, and it's bad. It's awful. But he's been shooting a lot better this year, and he's consistently, even though he's not making shots, he's not shooting 0-for nights, and he's hitting his shots at a decent clip. So him having big games like this is really good to see. But he was something tonight, man. He was something special in that third quarter. In the end of the second, third quarter, they were insane. He was insane. I mean, he was pulling up from almost the logo. Are you kidding me? Furkan Korkmaz from the logo? It was nuts. I loved every second of it. Furkan Korkmaz, player of the game for sure for this team. So, yeah, the Sixers win 119 to 102. It should have been a lot more. they should have blew this team out of the water, but their fourth quarter defense decided to just play soft. They played a bunch of rest, like non-starters, so you can't blame them. But, I mean, I want to step on people's throats. Like, I get it. You put your reserves in. But I want to step on throats, man. Step on throats. They didn't step on a throat. But they got the job done. We got a 17-point win. Covered a spread. And now move to 32-21 on the year. And they're 23-2 at home, which is league best. Which is amazing. It's amazing. You can't knock how great that is at home. You can knock how awful they are on the road. And, I mean, that's holding them back from a 2-seed, maybe a 3-seed or a 4-seed right now. They got to just get some things together on the road, and they'll be fine. I mean, they're going to be a fine team if they could just get the same energy they have at home on the road. I don't know what it is. I mean, this crowd, the Wells Fargo Center is electric, I know, but doesn't some of that transfer over to something? Anything? God, when you go play these big games and these big teams and these teams that, you know, primetime games, you got to show out no matter where you are. You got to put up a fight. You got to compete. They don't compete at high levels on the road. That's the point that it hurts the most, man. It's just, they don't compete at high levels on the road. And it's embarrassing. But they got the job done like they needed to be. They're back home. They got the job done out of the way. Tobias Harris had 21 points. Ben Simmons had 22 points, 10 assists. He had a double-double. He also had 3 steals. And Forrest Furkan had 34 points. Joel Embiid left the game in the second quarter. Didn't return. He has a neck soreness. I don't know what that means. Did Joel Embiid sleep wrong and he had a stiff neck and he couldn't play? Like, why was Joel Embiid having neck soreness? What could he have done then? It's just always something new with Joel. I love Joel, but it's just always something with Joel Embiid, and it doesn't help. But he was playing well with Ben. People say Ben and Joel can't play together, which they do. They can. I most certainly know they can. They just have to be in the right spot, right? Put in the right situations for it. And Joel was playing very well. He was playing really well before Ben went out. He had 10 points, I mean, in 50 minutes. He wasn't playing exceptional. He was playing well with Ben. A little comfortable. Lots of screens again with Josh Richardson, who was in the game. But Josh Richardson really didn't. He only got 15 minutes. He only scored 4 points. 14 minutes, my mistake. 14 minutes. Was on a limit restriction. Totally fine. He was still injured. I would say he's going to be fully healthy when they play their next game. But, yeah, man, it was a very dominant win for this team. It's something that we needed to see as fans, just to get us in a good mood again. You know, that we haven't been in a good mood because this team, and who knows how long, it's been 11 days since they beat the Warriors. 11 days since their last win, which was at home. That's amazing. It's amazingly difficult to understand and difficult to comprehend, but like 11 games or 11 days? Nuts, man. It's nuts. The Sixers defense was elite tonight. Very, very good defense tonight for the team. They only allowed 19 points in the third or second quarter and 22 points in the third quarter. That's really good. No matter, this team isn't a bad team, the Memphis Grizzlies. They're not a bad team. They're a borderline playoff team. John Morant's a stud. He's going to be a stud in the making. Jaren Jackson's a piece. They got pieces. They're not a bad team whatsoever. So 19 points, 22 points for a team like that, it's very, very good. It's just very good to see. It's awesome to see them play that type of way when they haven't been playing high-energy defense in a long time. It's been a whole road trip. They get 41 points in the fourth quarter. Now, see, now the problem is, on defense coming in for the game, you have the Shayoks, the Zaire Smiths, the Thibels that are in there. You got, well, you got the Nettos, you know, players of that. They're not defensive players, so I'm not going to give them at all any criticism. But the Stars were in there for a few minutes in the fourth quarter, 4 minutes, 5 minutes. They were in. They didn't care about stopping them anymore. That's what gets me annoyed. Even though, you know, you put your subs in, obviously, when you're winning by big. And I totally agree with that. It's fine. Put your subs in. That's 100% okay. But when your stars are out there, don't let up. Never let up. Just put your foot on the gas and go. Just go. Just dominate, man. That's the only issue I have with the 41 points in the fourth quarter. This team is so good defensively. They can be so good. We see it every time they're at home. Just every time they're home. Unfortunately, never away. It's just never good enough. But you see it. You see what they can do on the defensive side of the ball. They're elite. They gotta never let up. Just don't let up. Don't let off the gas pedal. It's all energy thing. Defense is an energy thing and just an IQ thing. You gotta be smart. Shake Milton got another chance to get in there and start. And he only had 2 points. He was 1 for 7. I think the game is catching up to him a little bit. He's starting to see it's not easy to play in the NBA. And he's not getting his points. He's not getting his greatest looks that he's trying to, you know, his greatest takes at the rim. He's throwing the ball away a little bit or just coming up short, just hesitating a lot for Shake Milton. I think the game's just slowing down for him. There's nothing bad. It's not a bad thing. Shake Milton's a project, like Shayok's a project. I think he can be a good piece off the bench, a good scorer off the bench. But then you got Burks and Robinson waiting for you. So they're going to play probably Sunday night's game. Hopefully be here for that game, be active, and be ready to go. But it's just Shake Milton just needs time, man. He needs time. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, obviously you're not sending him down the G League, but he can play bench minutes. I don't think he should be starting anymore. Matisse in the starting lineup. You could put Furkan Korkmaz back in the starting lineup and just give him a go. I'd rather have Furkan, who's having success this year and improving a lot, shooting the three ball, put him in the game instead of Shake Milton, at least in the starting lineup at first, and have Shake him off the bench in Furkan's role. That would, for me, would work a lot better because then it gives Ben a primary guy to pass the ball to. And with Ben, that really works for his game. And it'll benefit the team a lot more, in my opinion. But that's going to really wrap it up for me. I really don't have really anything huge to say, but just cleaning up the little turnovers. But a great game by Furkan, and everybody loves Furkan, man. I just don't get it. I mean, the memes are hilarious. Everything's, oh, it's so freaking crazy. Or, oh, it's freaking ridiculous. Or, what a freaking day for Furkan Korkmaz. Popping the cork. You know, all that. So we have fun with it. Great game for Furkan. I feel good for the kid. 34 points is a hell of a game. But that'll wrap it up for me, guys. The Sixers get a win, which I expected 100% them to win tonight. And they're going to move on till Sunday night. But until then, I'll talk to you guys later. Peace out, and thanks for listening.